You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora now joins us. He's from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Here in the United States, it's been cold, it's been wet. Farmers would like to see some better weather. Do you have an indication of April changing at all or not?
Well, temperatures are going to turn a lot warmer in about a week from now. So that's the good piece of news for everyone who wants their soils to warm up. The bad piece of news is that with that warmer pattern, we see a lot of rain chances beginning in about a week from now, and we still have to go through some cold and fairly wet weather to even get to that point. So the large picture here basically is showing us that we're going to stay wet and cold in the near term, and then even though we'll be a little bit warmer here in about a week from now, even seeing highs in the 70s as far north as Illinois by the end of next week, that will be accompanied by a stormy period and some cooler weather after that. So, Todd, what we're telling all of our subscribers right now is that you can make an argument that it will be difficult for much planting to occur in the Corn Belt or the Dakotas or Nebraska until at least the last 7 to 10 days of the month.
Any indication about whether they can continue to plant in the Delta regions?
Well, the Delta will see some more rain tomorrow and some pretty healthy rains at that. They basically will have a round of thunderstorms move through tomorrow evening and tomorrow night, and that will produce around 1 inch of rain. After that, things do dry out for about a week, and they also will experience much warmer temperatures as next week progresses, even reaching the 80s across much of the Delta by the time we're at today, 1 week from now. But that will also be followed by some pretty big rains. So essentially what's going to happen in the Delta is that you'll see planting start to take place early next week and then really get going over the second half of next week. But once it's ready to really rip and roar, we'll see more rain.
What's your assessment for the weather for second crop corn in Brazil?
Well, there's only a small percentage of corn in Brazil that's been drier than normal over the last 30 days. So at the moment, everything is looking really good there. The big uncertainty, though, regards what happens over the next couple of months, because keep in mind, their climate turns sharply drier every single week all the way till the end of May. And by the time we get into the end of May, it's not unusual for no rain to occur for weeks and weeks on end all the way into August. So we need these rains to continue, and at least in the near term, they are going to continue for the northern half of the second crop Corn Belt. That area will receive 1 to 3 inches of rain over the next 5 to 7 days. However, to the immediate south, including the southern half of the corn area, we're not looking for much of any rain over the next 2 weeks, and everybody starts to dry out once we get into the end of the month because we just won't be able to have these cool fronts penetrate far to the north. So they're not out of the woods at this point in time, but at least as of today, everything is looking pretty good. We do have some dryness concerns for the southern half of the wheat belt or corn belt going forward, and that may well expand further to the north by the end of the month, but we still have some time to figure that one out.
And finally, in Argentina, they're closing their season out. Did they get any rain at the end of the season?
They saw some rain a few days ago, but it's way too late. I mean, they normally should be receiving rains in December, January, and February, and talking about it at this time of the year is just way too late in our opinion. Now, the good news for the Argentine farmer, though, is that there will be a lot of rain starting up tomorrow and Saturday and then continuing for about 10 days. That's going to wipe out all of the drought, and that's good news for the people who want to plant wheat because they need this rain, and that's going to happen. Not such good news for corn and soybean farmers, though, because here they are ready to harvest, or they are harvesting, and they're going to get about 1 to 3, maybe even 4 inches of rain in a few spots.
When it hurts, there's a lot of pain. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Todd. I'll talk with you next week.
That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago.